You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, last night I did to myself a minor injury. Like, it wasn't painful. I didn't even realise I did it.
Okay, because I...
But it was quite gruesome.
Because I do a lot of injuries to myself. I do, like, burns. I'm very good at burning myself in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Lots of those.
You should maybe stop doing that.
What did you do?
Well, mine was in the kitchen as well, weirdly, but it didn't involve any heat, which is good.
Okay.
So I was wandering around my kitchen, more where the kitchen table is last night. I didn't have any shoes or socks on, and somehow managed to kick one of the dining room chairs.
Oh dear.
Stubbing the big toe on my right foot.
Ouch.
Now when I looked down, somehow the nail had more or less... I have to say this quickly and then we'll move on.
Yeah.
The best way I can describe it is if at the back of the nail there was a hinge and it was like... It was still attached but like flapping. Okay, good. That's done. We'll move on. Now, like, it wasn't painful at all. I didn't even realize that I had done it until I was walking and just kind of heard a bit of a flap type thing happening.
Oh, my...
And it wasn't painful at all. Maybe I'm just super tough.
Yeah, righto.
Probably not, though. But I was kind of like, well, how do I, you know, what do I do? How if that happened to you, how would you...
Oh, I'd quit. I don't know. I don't know what...
Amputate.
Just chop it off. No, I don't know. That is horrific. That doesn't sound fun at all.
Well, my housemate was there, and just for context, so I live in a share house with another guy. We're both in our mid-20s.
Yes.
And he happened to be in the kitchen at the same time, and he saw what was happened, and he's like, oh, that's disgusting. Oh, go get a Band-Aid on it. And I'm like, good idea. Do we have Band-Aids?
No, you're two 20-year-old dudes. There's no Band-Aids in the house.
No.
That's not a thing.
No, but I needed to, like, cover it up with something to wrap around it.
Yeah.
Because, well, he said I had to.
Sticky tape?
Well, Simo, we didn't have Band-Aids in our house.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, for the last couple of months, on the coffee table in the living room.
Yeah.
We've had a roll of green electrical tape.
Nice.
I don't know why it's been there. It's kind of... Someone put it there months ago. I was like, oh, yeah, we should do something with it. And then it just never has.
So you're cranking a bit of green electrical tape on your toe.
Well, I thought that's what... Okay, I got the scissors, cut myself a little bit of green electrical tape and started to put that around my toe.
Yeah.
In which case, he came in and said, oh, that's even more disgusting. Why are you doing that? It's horrible. I'm like, what's the problem?
It doesn't seem like you have a very helpful housemate, nor very caring. More just like gets to experience your mishaps.
Oh, so do you find that, like, disgusting, using electrical tape as a Band-Aid?
I do some horrifically disgusting things in regards to home medical remedies.
Mm.
I've also lost, and have you ever lost a toenail, a big toenail?
No.
I have. It is.
Leaving the house, wallet, keys, phone, toenail. Oh, no, I think I left it on the bus.
Yeah, no, I checked the lost and found it. The local pub wasn't there. Like, rang mum, it didn't go through the wash.
Just checking.
No, so I got crunched on in a game of soccer, football, so sprig straight through the middle of the toe, crunch. And it takes a long time to grow back, a lot of blood and crap and all. That's a bad business, Jordan. So have you electrical taped it?
Yeah, so I've got, as of right now, I've got some electrical tape just holding my nail on. It was still attached, but it wasn't.
I don't know why you listened to your housemate regarding this, because you...
Why? Well, we didn't have any Band-Aids.
You obviously realise that it needs to come off at some stage.
Does it?
Yes. You can't just live the rest of your life with
I thought if you put it on there, then it'll heal or... I should say I'm not a doctor as well. Nor is he. He's an accountant.
It'll mysteriously just, like, reattach.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I wish you luck.
Do you want me to keep you posted on how my big toe is healing, or should we maybe not?
If it reattaches, I'm sure there'll be some hidden ASIO science division that'll come knocking on your
front
door.
Or it'll be a miracle.
Simo and Jordan.
Technology, the internet. You're obviously a massive fan.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if you weren't.
No, actually, I don't use the internet.
You're off the grid?
Yes, completely. What are those the Amish people? I'm one of those, yeah.
Actually,
I go home, milk cows, and make cheese.
You could grow the beard, I think.
I could rock an Amish beard.
But they do use technology in some fat. Like, they use some things, but not all.
What do you mean they use some things?
Like some, the Amish people.
Oh, well, they can pick and choose.
Yeah. So rollerblades?
Yeah.
They're big on rollerblades.
Oh, okay, my mind went somewhere different. Dating apps on phones, they can use them.
Nah.
But imagine that, an Amish version of Tinder.
No, they don't have any of the smartphone scenarios.
Okay.
But rollerblades, big into them.
How do you know so much about Amish people?
I've just seen photos of Amish people in rollerblades.
I'm pretty sure there's a Weird Al Yankovic film clip where he's Amish and doing rollerblades. Is that what you've seen?
No, I think it's because it's true. Anyway, long story short, did you ever grow up like where...
Did I ever grow up?
No, you didn't.
No.
But did you ever grow up when...
My mum's been saying that for years.
When the internet could be switched off at home?
Yeah. No, so really? growing up, we'd have a modem, I think they're called, and every night you'd flick it off at the PowerPoint.
Okay.
I think more to save electricity, because no one's using the internet at 3 o'clock in the morning when you're all sleeping, blah, blah, blah. And then in the morning, you just go flick it back on.
So you didn't have, like, a phone at the time? Like, did you always have access, is what I'm asking?
I mean... Yeah, all I had to do was walk to the other end of the house, flick it on, and then I would have had access.
Okay, right. So you always had it, like, it wasn't like a punishable thing that your parents, like, we're turning off the internet, you've got to go to bed.
No, I was always a very good kid, so I never got punished.
Oh, yeah, righto.
That's the most unbelievable thing I've ever said.
Yep, didn't believe it for a second. The reason I bring up the internet being switched off is an entire country has decided to do it.
Okay.
Because some university exams being cheated on is the reason that they are going to switch off the internet.
Hang on, did you say an entire country?
That's right.
A whole
country.
Hey, let me just... It's not Australia, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
You're all good.
Okay. Phew.
So they're going to switch it off for 3 hours a day during September.
Okay, what country is it?
In Sudan, in Africa.
Okay.
So around 500,000 high school graduates are due to be taking their university admission exams.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, the internet will be switched off for the entire country.
I didn't realise that you could just do that. Like Scobos in Canberra, just going, I think I'm just going to mess with people today. I'll just flick this off for 5 minutes and just watch the paddock.
TikTok, I've had enough of this crap. Be gone. So they're going to switch it off at 8 a.m. sharp, and it won't be switched on until 3 hours later.
Okay.
How would you go?
Well, I mean, it would be a bad time to be wanting to do some online shopping.
That's true.
Don't get me wrong, you know. Mm. I really want some new shoes. I'll just have a flick through. Oh, no, I can't. The internet's off.
But yeah, what's your routine in the mornings? First thing, before you even get out of bed?
I know it's bad to say, but yeah.
Yeah, well, yep. So
yeah, check social media.
So what are you doing? Are you just social media? You don't check the temperature or the weather outside?
Meh. No, I've got a window for that.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan for your Friday.
And Simo, Qantas have announced that they are selling tickets on a flight to nowhere.
It has to land. It has to land, as the ancient saying goes.
It will. So this flight will take off from Sydney and then arrive 7 hours later in Sydney.
Okay. I was going to say, because what goes up must come down.
Mm-hmm.
That's gravity, physics.
Yes.
So
unless it goes up so far as in space,
so,
then it won't.
So is it free?
No.
Okay. Is it for the experience?
More or less, yes. God, so right. Qantas have put up this flight for sale. It's dubbed the Flight to Nowhere.
Hmm.
For people that are missing the opportunity to go on a plane during COVID.
Weird.
Which I never understood, because, like, I mean, yeah, I kind of miss going on holiday, but not the plane ride. Like, the plane, that's the bit that you have to do. There's no avoiding the plane. Like, I miss lying on a beach somewhere on the other side of the world or in Asia or something.
Yeah, it's not... well, they do say it's all about the destination, not so much about the journey.
Mm.
Life is about the journey, but the flying journey is really rubbish most of the time.
People take sleeping pills so they sleep through it so they don't have to experience it.
There's beverages sometimes involved.
They help.
Beverages and lots of other different coping mechanisms.
Mm.
I mean, you just watch movies, right? But you're just in the air.
I guess so. I mean, so this flight, so it takes about 7 hours. Like I say, it'll leave from Sydney.
It'll fly around a bit.
It'll fly around. It'll go to Uluru.
Okay.
You can't get out or anything, but you can look out the window at Uluru.
So it's going to turn on its side slightly?
Safely, hopefully.
Just slightly.
So it'll go, you'll be able to see that, and then you can go, it'll... go to the Great Barrier Reef, which I don't know how much you'll be able to see from 37,000 feet.
Yeah.
But you'll be able to fly past that, and then you'll come back to Sydney.
Okay. So the guy in the cockpit, the pilot...
Yes, the pilot, Simo.
The guy in the cockpit.
Yeah. You're a pilot.
Can you fly this thing?
No, I just I walked in here and...
Yeah, the person that's trained for years to do this job, the pilot.
The guy, only to be referred to as the guy in the cockpit. So I assume he probably tells everyone, he's like, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are due to take off from Sydney at 0700 and we will return into Sydney at 0900.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So you're going to arrive...
Part of the pilot's job.
Right where you began.
Yeah. Thoughts on... So is this something that you'd be keen on doing?
Nope, not at all.
Fair enough. I'm the exact same.
Yeah, why would you fly if you didn't have to? I know some people really feed off of it, particularly airline host and hostesses. They literally buy their food from the money they earn from flying to and from places.
Yeah.
But no, I don't enjoy it.
Hmm. I mean, I would love to go see Uluru and the Great Barrier Reef one day. It's kind of on my bucket list, but I'd like to be able to get out and maybe go swimming in the, around the Great Barrier Reef or get out and walk around Uluru. I know you can't climb it now.
Yeah, the Uluru idea isn't actually too bad because seeing it from the air would be quite different from seeing it from the ground. So they've... How has this been going? You got the booking numbers? What's the go?
Well, yes, actually, I do.
Nice.
A spokesperson for Qantas said this is the fastest selling out flight in Qantas history. Every single seat on the plane sold out in under 10 minutes.
Really?
Tickets cost anywhere from $575 all the way up to $2,700.
The hell?
And they're all gone. Okay. So if you wanted to do it, you can't.
Oh, okay, right.
Tickets are all sold out.
Well...
In 10 minutes, under 10 minutes.
Good for them.
They enough to sell out a Boeing 787, which I'm not a plane expert, but I'm guessing that's one of the big ones.
Maybe there must. Is there in-flight entertainment, like Delta Goodrum or something? Like, have this, is she going
Why, is she singing?
Is she up and down the aisles?
Unconfirmed, however, I would say probably not.
Simo and Jordan.
And Canadian scientists have determined that you can tell a psychopathic killer just by their eyebrows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So they've done a bit of research that shows just by looking at them, you can see who the grandiose, I think it's, is that the technical term?
Yeah, I think
so. The grandiose narcissists of the world can all be determined by the shape and size and density of their eyebrows.
I have one major question which has sprung to mind.
Right.
And I believe it's the glaringly obvious one.
Which is what?
How?
What do you mean?
How can... Okay. How, Simo... Can these Canadian scientists work out that you are a, what is this, a murderous psychopath?
That's right, yeah.
Just from your eyebrows. How is that possible?
So the team of psychologists, they wanted to get to the bottom of previous research that found you can tell a narcissist just by looking at their face. Their study narrowed it down to the eyebrows. Thick, dark, and dense ones were a dead giveaway for a grandiose narcissist, someone who is vain, entitled, and superior.
Just looking at your eyebrows.
Mine are quite dense, quite thick.
And considering you have blonde hair on your head and your eyebrows are significantly darker.
That's right, yeah.
Should I be concerned now?
I'm a killer, mate.
Yeah. Turned into Russell Crowe then for a second as well.
Was that a little scary, was it? Yeah.
Well, I mean, considering that, okay, you and I are now in a small confined room.
That's right.
Yes, I'm just going to... Do you have any knives? Oh, no, you're good. No, you don't. Good, that's good.
But yours are not that... Yours aren't that significant, really, I don't think.
If you said that 5 minutes ago, I would have been insulted. Now I'm happy.
So
your eyebrows are insignificant.
Unless, of course, you've had some work done. In that case, you could be one of these grandiose narcissists hiding in plain sight.
Oh, yeah. Well, what happens if someone is a psychopath murderer and they get their eyebrows... You know, done. All of a sudden, we don't know.
Well, they're very good at blending, Jordan.
I know.
Yeah. So, but this was awarded a Nobel a Celebration Science Award.
Okay.
So this is part of the kind of the Nobel Peace Prize stuff.
All right.
But it's only given out to weird and strange research, or to quote, improbable research.
And this research would tick that box.
So
I have no doubt.
So you're going to keep an eye. You're going to take a little ruler with you today, just whenever you come across someone that's like, oh, those, the format of those eyebrows in comparison to the size of your forehead, I'm a little bit concerned.
Just keep you and your, what is it, dense, slightly darker shade of eyebrows away from me.
Yeah, keep you and your thick, dark, dense ones away.
I hope this scientific research is right.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And what do we got next? Something important.
Well, yeah, Simo, it is Friday, and every single Friday we look back on the week that was with Rachel G from Admin as she opens Dear Diary.
Dear Diary, it's Friday! Oops, sorry. I've been listening to a lot of KC and the Sunshine Band this week. Simo started the week by fantasising about the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster, like, when it decides to stop playing hard to get and kind of, like, decides to reveal itself to the world, calls a press conference. I spent a long time in the lock.
Yeah.
But now I think it's time to move on to other things.
I want to move on to a bigger lock.
Jordan learnt how trees grow.
Do you plant a seed and grow a tree? I don't actually know how that works. Yes. I assume you would.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, okay. That's very condescending. Yes. Come on, Jordan.
Before Simo brought out the tree puns.
However, they didn't want to uproot their friends and family.
How many more of these do you have? You're enjoying this too much.
It's just so good.
Should I just go and give you some alone time?
They're also hoping that their love continues to grow.
The first pun was good, but that second train one was a bit wooden. Elsewhere, Jordan talked about a professional baseball player who got injured in a very unusual way.
He's not going to play in the next match because he injured the nail on his right middle finger while putting on his pants. I know nothing about baseball. I'm going to stress this. Maybe your nail on the back of your finger is important somehow?
Mm.
I don't know, but if I was the coach, I'd be going, mate, come on.
I think it's always a bit of a comfort thing, isn't it? Like, same thing with your bowlers and your cricket. If there's finger issues...
Yeah, but it's the nail. He chipped a nail. Okay, number one, how do you do that while putting on pants? Are your pants made out of knives or something like that somehow cut your nail? And number two, you're being paid $118 million. I don't give a... Put a Band-Aid on it and get out there and throw the ball.
The guys wondered what they would do if they found $500,000 inside flat-pack furniture.
And you find $500,000 stashed inside said flat-pack furniture.
Look, I would certainly step back for a moment and consider my options.
Which are what?
Which are return Zed's product.
Yes.
Or take Zed product. Now...
Yes.
Look, I really want to say
it's
take
funny
the money. I will.
You're such a bad man.
Before the guys thought up a new skywriting business idea, I'm not sure whether this one will catch on though.
I could do it at night, but
but skywriting ain't gonna work as well.
I don't know, it might be cheaper though.
Same amount of fuel.
Yeah, we wrote Barry Lee. It's up there, yeah. Trust me, it's over there.
There's a business model for you. Doing we do skywriting, but only at night.
Yes. No, we do skywriting, but only invisible ink.
Make sure you look to the heavens tonight. You never know. You could see a message written in the sky. You probably won't though. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.
Rachel G from Admin. When going through the Dear Diary there again, all right, great week, Jordan.
Yes, did you see I wrote great week? Well, I paid for a Skywriter to write great week in the sky.
Right.
Above our heads last night. Did you see that by chance?
No.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Also worth mentioning about that bloke with his broken finger. Nail?
Oh, the baseball player?
Yeah. And then not wanting to work?
Yeah.
And you have come into work today with a broken toenail.
You've given me a brilliant idea.
What?
So you missed it. So there was a baseball player that kind of chipped his nail and sat the game out because he was injured.
Yeah.
And then earlier on we talked about the fact that I have chipped my big toe on my right foot.
Yeah, you've just about...
And I've soldiered through. I mean...
Yeah.
Apart from me mentioning it, you wouldn't have known.
Yep. So are you about to go to our boss with wanting about, what, how many millions a year is that baseballer on?
I think it's like 100 million.
Yeah, so you should probably address that. grievous miscarriage of justice.
I should actually. Yeah. You raise a very good point. All right, I'm off to go see the boss.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.